trophies for living in Florida, is what I call it. Friday was my semi-annual day, hours sitting in that office where they scrape and cut, poke, and pinch to take off those scars from the sun. And if they ever tell you that it's going to be a little stick when they poke a needle in your nose, let me tell you something, it ain't little. You know, one of the things that I miss most about retirement is being a pastor in the spring when First Communion comes around. As I learned more and more about being a pastor, I took more and more of a role in the preparation of children for that rite of initiation. And that's what it is, you know. It's one of the steps in initiation following baptism, which is why the tradition of wearing white stays with us. I would insist with the children when I would visit that they not think about Holy Communion as something that they would come to get, lest they begin to think that it was a prize or a reward. Now, the parents always had a hard time with that for a while, but I never gave up. I would insist that they watch their language and stop telling the children that they were going to get communion. I don't really like receive communion either, not because there's something wrong with that language, but because there is something better. I would suggest that it was better to say that the children were going to enter communion. I wanted to shift the emphasis off of the object and explore the experience. Communion is something we go into, not something we get. Communion is no reward for being good. It's an experience of belonging. It's a sacrament of unity that builds up the body of Christ. I think of all this today on the Feast of Corpus Christi, a feast that in many cultures and places gets focused upon the consecrated host with beautiful processions and hymns and prayers. I spent part of my teenage years in an Italian community where this feast day ignited the most unbelievable contest to see who could build the most beautiful altar on their front porch. Because the priests, the servers, and other neighbors would be in a procession through the neighborhood with incense and bells ringing before the monsters. Any home with an altar would be a place where the procession would stop for a few moments. There would be some prayers, benediction was given, and then the procession continued on to the next home, picking up more of the faithful as they went. While it was a wonderful and faithful experience, there was always the risk that it might become more about the consecrated host than the experience of having the divine visitor at your home, along with that growing number of the faithful who joined the procession as it went by. While I can remember that sometimes a little competition would get involved in building the biggest altar or having the most flowers or the most candles, the whole feast, in the end, was about community. It was about belonging. And most importantly, it was about unity. Those people knew who they were, and their identity as Catholics was rooted in this feast. There's one word in this gospel that kind of leaps off of the page, and that single word leads us into the mystery, into the wonder of what the church celebrates today. That one word sums up the whole of the gospel and the life of Jesus Christ. Take. Take, he says. Take is his commandment. Anyone who thinks that this is an invitation to just take and eat is simply a taking something to eat. He wants us to take, all right. But in taking communion, we take up unity. And now we take a responsibility for preserving that unity and staying in it. He wants us to take, all right. But this is more than taking Holy Communion. For in doing so, we also take up the work and the mission of Jesus Christ. Take is the message. Take is the command. We may not just take and eat or grab and run as some seem to think. If we take, then we receive. We receive a place in communion. A place among what we call in the Creed the communion of saints. For what we enter into through communion is a mystical experience that ties us together with all who go before us, with all who are living in the timeless kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, take today. Receive today. Enter into the body of Christ, into the church, into the communion of saints. Take food for the journey of life. Take up the life that this gift offers. It is not a reward for doing good, but it is certainly a remedy.